So that catches us up. And mm-hmm. we have on the phone with us Terry Riefsteck, who is the marketing coordinator for Visit Champaign County. Did I get that right, Terry?
It's close enough. Yep, marketing and community engagement.
Marketing and community engagement, which is what we're all about here, too. So why don't you introduce yourself a little bit and talk about your background and what you do for Visit Champaign County, and then we'll get into some of the events that you're supporting and stuff that people need to know.
Great. Well, thank you for having me on. My name is Terry Riefsteck, and I'm with Visit Champaign County. I've been here for 10 years, and really my role here is kind of chief storyteller. So Visit Champaign County is what's known as a destination marketing organization, and our job is to really tell the story of the community, to let people know why it's a great place to live, work, and visit. And so my role is to really get that word out into the public so that people can make the decision on, you know, places that they want to go visit, things they want to see, and, you know, potentially down the road decide if this is a place where they might want to live and start a career here. So it's a big cycle that we work on in this industry, and I have the pleasure of getting to know a lot of the people that, you know, have their businesses here and make their events here, so that you know, so it's a great place to live, and I get to tell that story, which is really exciting.
Yeah, and you have a great website too. I rely on it heavily when I'm preparing, you know, to give announcements on local events here at the station. So we definitely appreciate that. So what are the things coming up that people really need to know about?
Oh, gosh. You know, this is kind of our first normal year in over 2 years. So we're really excited to have, you know, kind of a normal slate of events coming up. Immediately in the next 2 weeks, we have Ebert Fest, which is back after 2 years away, happening at the Virginia Theater. That's April 20th through 23rd. And if you haven't checked out their lineup, it's a really impressive lineup this year with some great films and some great guests that are going to be here. So you can get your season passes for it, or if you want to just get individual tickets for specific movies. That's a really big event that we're excited to have back here because it's really special and unique to our community and the history of Roger Ebert here in the community. So, you know, just really thrilled to see it back in action at the Virginia Theater.
Yeah, we had Mitch Marlowe on the show last week talking about it. So hopefully people are getting all the information they need to get encouraged to attend.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. But then, you know, the weekend after it, another big one that's also been missing for a couple of years, the Illinois Race Weekend, is back, minus the marathon this year, but it's still going to be a fantastic weekend to see, you know, runners and walkers out on our streets both Friday and Saturday. And, of course, we'll be there doing the post-race celebration on Kirby Avenue right outside Memorial Stadium, and we'll be there with 90's daughter, and we'll have Riggs Beer Company with us, a couple of food trucks and vendors, and it's going to be a really great day celebrating having the race back and getting the opportunity to run on our streets again.
Hey, Terry, do you know why the marathon is not included this year? Was it just
a lot of it is safety issues, just in terms of the route and having enough volunteers and police presence to be able to make that happen. And so they really wanted to make sure that when they brought that back, that it was brought back to the best capability that it could be. So sticking with the half marathon, the marathon relay, the 5K, the youth run, and the 10K for this year.
Yeah, that's always been a huge event, so that's totally understandable.
Yeah.
And hopefully next year, we'll be back to normal
next year. Yep. We, you know, baby steps. We're just happy to have, you know, a portion of it back this year and be able to welcome a lot of people to our community again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're all hoping to, you know, do these activities that, you know, make us feel more normal, you know, as much as possible.
Yes. And, you know, coming up on summer, there's a lot of those opportunities again as well. So you're going to see Friday Night Live back again in downtown Champaign.
Yay.
Hopefully back to the scale that it was in the past. Last year, they only did a couple locations, and they're hoping to be back to their four locations this summer. The Champaign Park District is going to be bringing back their street fest twice this summer. You're going to see concerts in the park. Just a lot of opportunities to get out and see our neighbors and our friends in the community and really kind of experience what this community is like this summertime, which to me is one of my favorite times of the year.
Have you heard whether or not they're going to be doing the concerts in the Research Park this year?
You know, that was a question that came up earlier this week. That is actually in the court of Krannert Center, and so I think it's in discussion, but with no final input yet.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but that's a really fun one, and we hope to have that back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will be great to have all of these things back and having Friday Night Live. Last year, it was abbreviated. It started late, went a little longer than it typically does, but with only three venues instead of two. So this year, I think we hope everything goes
full scale. Yeah.
Yes, and it's just really exciting because, you know, when you see these events happening again, not only is it a sense of normalcy for the people who live here and get to experience those things that they already love, but it's an opportunity for us to sell our community to people outside the area on why they should be coming to our community this summer, why we're worthy of a road trip. You know, people are going to be making shorter road trips this summer with the gas prices, so we're in a prime spot to be able to attract people from a regional area to our community. And so when we have these things that we can offer and share with them that are outdoors and, you know, safe and fun and culturally rich, it gives us a lot of opportunity to bring people here and kind of showcase what this community is about.
Yeah, that's a very good point about gas prices and shorter trips.
And I think there is, you're right, that there is absolutely a lot to do and see and participate in the Champaign area. Yeah. And so that is a big plus for, especially for those of us who live here year round.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we love to see the economic impact of people coming to our community. It makes it so much better for the people who live here. You know, we see money coming in and that gets reinvested back into improvements in the community. So we all want to do our part in welcoming people to the area.
Yeah, it's been a very quiet couple of years for you. I'm sure things are going to be picking up significantly now. Though I don't think you were quiet during that last 2 years, really.
We weren't quiet, but it was a different type of noise.
Yeah, yeah. So anything else coming up or anything that people need to know? You might want to talk about the website and how people can find information there.
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is visitchampaigncounty.org, and it is filled with information. So we have a really robust calendar of events that you mentioned earlier. So if you're looking for things to do, that's a great place to go and check that out. We also have a lot of blog posts that go up that kind of it might inspire you for some things you can do, and really kind of listings of everything that there is to see and do, whether it's a place to go out to eat or a park to go explore, is on our website. And I did want to actually briefly mention, if I could, a new program that we started late last summer called the Champana Welcome Crew. This is in collaboration with the Economic Development Corporation. This is a community ambassador program. So if we have any new people that have moved to the community that are listening, we have an opportunity for you to connect with some community ambassadors to kind of serve as your first friend to help you get connected to the community. You can go to our website and learn more about that, but it's a really great resource. We have almost 30 ambassadors on there right now that are ready to kind of help you settle into the community and meet people and discover all that there is to see and do here.
Oh, that's an excellent thing.
Yeah, really great.
We're very excited about it.
Yeah.
And that website again.
Yep, our website is visitchampaigncounty.org.
And yeah, explore that a little bit. It'll give you a real sense of what are, you know, some of the things available in town. So that's awesome, Terry. Thank you so much for your willingness to call in today and give us that information. And please give us a call or shoot an email whenever you think you have something that we need to know about to talk about on the show.
I will do that. Thank you guys so much, and I hope you have a wonderful Friday.
Okay, right. You
thank
too.
Thank you, Terry.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.